101课
One thing really gets my back up. The way my husband leaves his clothes on the bed or on the floor, so I have to pick them up all the time. And there's one thing that really gets my back up. My wife nagging at me to hang my clothes up as soon as I walk in the house at night after a hard day at the office. The senator from the 11th District scratched my back when he voted for my bill to cut state income taxes. So it's my turn to do him a favor and vote for that bill for more money for roads in his district. In my business, it's important to scratch each other's back. Say a customer does me a favor by giving me an extra big order. The next time he's in town, I might take him out to dinner and the Broadway show.
第102课
The electric light bulb is the brainchild of Thomas Edison. The telephone is the brainchild of Alexander Graham Bell, two 19th century American inventors. To set up a foundation in our college to help poor students was the brainchild of our sociology professor. I don't understand all this scientific language. I'd better go see Dr. Rogers at the medical school and pick his brain. Maybe he could make it clear to me. People all say that Mary is very smart. Yes, she is. But you have to know the reason why she is smart is because she always picks other people's brains.
第103课
My poor old aunt was in bed with cancer for 6 months before she finally gave up the ghost. I need money to buy a new car. My old one is 12 years old, and I'm afraid it's ready to give up the ghost. These old ghost towns can give you a scary feeling. With the buildings falling apart and the only sound is the moaning of the wind blowing through the deserted streets. I come from a city in Illinois which used to have 3 big steel plants. But these factories closed 20 years ago, and the city has almost become a ghost town, with most of the people gone and most of the stores and houses boarded up like a mining town out west.
第104课
Writers like to see their names on books, but ghost writers have to be invisible like real ghosts. But don't feel so sorry for them. They get very well paid for writing under somebody else's name. Shakespeare died almost 400 years ago, but there are still a few people who believe Francis Bacon or somebody else was the ghost writer who really wrote all the plays which have Shakespeare's name on them. I don't believe in ghosts, but you know something? I get this spooky feeling every time I walk by this old deserted house at night where that woman was chopped to death 30 years ago. Every time I pass by funeral homes or cemeteries, even in broad daylight, I always have that kind of spooky feeling, as if ghosts will appear.
第105课
I'm sorry to tell you our client has turned down the ads we did for him. Let's meet at 2 o'clock and brainstorm ideas for a new set of commercials. Say, I just had a brainstorm. In our ads for these new cars, why don't we talk about their safety features and not about how fast they go? A lot of people are worried about safety these days. Sure, all the eggheads love Stevenson, but how many eggheads do you think there are? I have to tell you that since he went off to college, Bill has turned into a real egghead. He'd rather read a book on physics than see a movie or a good football game on TV.
第106课
Honey, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. I was so busy at work today, I didn't even have time to run out and grab a bite at that Kentucky Fried Chicken place across the street. We need to hurry if we want to see the 7:30 movie. Let's just stop off and grab a bite to eat at that hamburger joint near the theater. My husband and I have worked hard to make our new restaurant a success. But most of all, I thank my father for giving us the grub steak to open it. I want to quit my job and open a sporting goods shop for myself, but I'm having trouble finding anybody to put up a grub steak to help me get started.
第107课
One of the real pleasures of life for me is to sit and munch on hot buttered popcorn while I watch a good movie. No wonder Betty has trouble keeping her weight down. Between meals, she munches all day long on potato chips, salted peanuts, and candy. Last year, our company had a great New Year's party with a fine sit-down dinner. But this year, with business so bad, we only had a stand-up reception with a few hors d'oeuvres, like cheese on crackers and some cheap wine. You should have been at the French Embassy reception last night. The hors d'oeuvres were so tasty I filled up on them and didn't eat any dinner when I got home.
第108课
The three partners who own our company are supposed to have equal say in running it. But one of them, old Mr. Jones, is the one who calls the shots and tells us what to do. Some men in the office thought no woman could be strong enough to be boss. But a week after Miss Smith took charge, they learned she was going to call the shots, and they better listen. Sometimes you can scare the other players out of the game with a bluff and steal the pot with a worthless hand. But it can be very expensive if another player calls your bluff. One of our salesmen asked for a raise in salary today and said he'd have to leave if we didn't give him a raise. But I called his bluff. I told him no and wished him good luck. Then he said he'd stay on with us because he liked working here so much.
第109课
Every time I look at that black and gold lacquer box on my desk, it calls up memories of our trip to Bangkok last year. After the hurricane hit the Florida coast, the governor called up the National Guard to help with the rescue work. I worked on my term paper until about 10 o'clock last night, but got so sleepy I decided to call it a day. I'll finish it this afternoon when I come back from class. We've got so much news to handle today that I didn't even have time to have lunch. Now I'm going to call it a day and go home to have a good rest.
第110课
I like Mr. Lewis. He's one of the richest, most powerful men in New York, but he's not stuck up at all. In fact, he really enjoys getting out and rubbing elbows with all of us ordinary people. If you travel across America by bus, you rub elbows with all sorts of people. You'll meet older retired people, young students, and others who ride the bus because it's cheaper than flying. My husband and I are looking for a bigger house to move into. We have 6 children and a 7th on the way, and we need a lot more elbow room than we have now. I can think of one person who has more elbow room than she needs, the Queen of England. They say that Windsor Castle has more than 1,000 rooms. Now that's real elbow room.